Track 7 and more new stories. Fear that quarry dust could be a health risk. Residents in Kingstainton have raised fears about what they believe is dust escaping from a nearby quarry that could be a serious risk to health. The Save Our Trees Action Group has collated what it claims to be evidence that the dust from the Preston Quarry in Kingstainton is being spread around the local area. Campaigners fear the dust's quartz content could be potentially carcinogenic. The health fears have sparked a further battle against potential plans for another quarry that would involve the removal of a large mature woodland. Sibelco did not respond to a request for comment. Holland Risley, one of the lead campaigners, said the group had filmed a lorry kicking up visible dust onto the public highway next to Kingstainton School. Google imagery shows that there has been dust on the road over multiple years. All clay contains up to 30% quartz, and when it dries and gets disturbed, it produces a respirable crystalline silica, a group 1 carcinogen that can be linked to COPD and lung cancer, he said. Mr. Risley said, given dust was escaping this site, it was not credible that quarrying closer to the town at the potential new site would be a sensible solution. A Devon County Council dust assessment states that the smallest particles can cause many health issues and can travel over 1 kilometre, yet approved monitoring is only on larger, visible ones. He added he had not been able to find evidence of dust monitoring by the local council near the school or the settlement edge. The council is not a bystander, but has the power to say that a location is fundamentally unsuitable, he said. A spokesperson from Devon County Council said it had not previously had complaints about the dust, but we are currently working with Sibelco, the environmental health officer at Teignbridge Council, as well as the public health team, to assess the complaint, the spokesperson said. So far, there's been no formal application to the potential new quarry. A scoping opinion was requested by Sibelco under the Environmental Impact Assessment Regulations, the Devon County Council spokesperson added. In August, Teignbridge District Council issued a tree preservation order onto trees at the site of another quarry off Broadway Road. Sibelco objected, stating it has planning permission to extract nationally and internationally important ball clay from beneath the land, and that it had been subject to prior mineral workings granted by Devon County Council. The planning permission permits the loss of trees to facilitate further quarry workings, the letter states. The letter from David Walton, Director for Sustainability at Sibelco, added that the council provided no evidence to justify the claim that the trees contribute to the visual amenity of the area.
Service certificate for RNLI volunteer. A volunteer with Timreth Royal National Lifeboat Institution has been recognised for her loyalty and efforts as fundraising treasurer. Debs Moore was awarded a certificate of service as she stepped down from the role to move closer to her family. The certificate was presented by fundraising chair Wendy Richards-Wood, who thanked Debs for her hard work, dedication and commitment to volunteering and wished her all the best for the future. Debs has been a highly valued member of the team and has worked closely with her successor, Helen, to ensure a smooth handover, helping everything to continue to run seamlessly, a Timreth RNLI spokesman said. Debs added that the certificate recognising her service meant a great deal to her and thanked everyone for their kindness and support.
Bovey Tracy councillors focus on Heathfield. Town councillors in Bovey Tracy have made improvements at Heathfield one of their New Year resolutions. The town council is planning to maintain momentum on issues in Bovey Tracy, but also have a fresh focus on Heathfield. The authority says it wants to achieve more for the area and the families who live there. Mayor Sheila Brooke said, as a whole, our community has benefited from some welcome investment in recent years and could even said to be thriving despite the huge social and economic changes the country is experiencing. As a council, we want to achieve more for Heathfield and the families who live there. Our Heathfield councillors, Lisa Robillard-Webb and Hannah Mills-Brown, have been representing your concerns and hopes, and we are very aware that better facilities are needed. Residents must know that their town council is listening. This will be even more important if the current structure of district and county councils is replaced in the upcoming local government review. We are keen that our work reflects what matters most to those we serve, so we would very much welcome your further views, ideas and priorities as we shape our plans for the year ahead. The first plan for Heathfield this year will be the refurbishment of the Prince Rupert Way playground. This requires Teignbridge Council to transfer the land to the Town Council. Town councils are also keen to hear from residents in Heathfield on what can be achieved.
Heathfield Police standoff ends peacefully. Armed police officers were involved in an incident in Heathfield on Saturday night. Officers were alerted to an address in Drum Way just after 11 p.m. and became concerned for the safety of a man who was making threats to harm himself. Response officers and armed officers and police negotiators were also called to the scene. A police spokesman said the incident was brought to a peaceful conclusion at 10:45 on Sunday morning. Following negotiations, the man left the property. A man was arrested on suspicion of harassment and has been released on bail pending further inquiries. Police reassured Heathfield's residents following the incident, which involved road closures. A spokesman said, "We would like to thank the local community for their patience whilst the incident was live."
Care Home honours long-serving carers. Carers at a Dawlish care home have been recognised for their long and dedicated service. Three staff members at Sefton Hall have clocked up more than 40 years and were among those rewarded by owners Southern Healthcare. Team members who reach a long service milestone receive a letter thanking them for their service and are awarded additional annual leave and presented with a certificate and a gift wrap voucher. Those recognised were Andrea Viru, 10 years, and Alison Adair and Penny Truswell, both 15 years. Andrea added, "Receiving a 10-year-long service award is very special to me. It reminds me how much I have grown, both professionally and personally, at Sefton Hall. Over the years, I have become more confident, resilient and self-aware, and have developed stronger communication and leadership skills. I truly enjoy working here because of the supportive teams, the meaningful relationships with our residents and the difference we make every day." Also in attendance was Glenys Cleave, who started at Sefton Hall more than 43 years ago and continued her career with Southern Healthcare when they bought the home 21 years ago. The group, which also has homes in Exeter, Plymouth and Seaton, invited team members to an event celebrating long service milestones from 5 to more than 20 years. Southern Healthcare also honoured 4 nurses at the award ceremony held at the company's training centre in Dawlish. The nurses, Philip Adams, Francis Aguier, Philip Yeboa and Cosmin Lupoy, completed an advanced diploma in adult social care nursing, co-written and launched by Southern Healthcare's Director of Nursing and Compliance, Margot Whittaker, in partnership with the University of Greater Manchester. Geoffrey Cox, Managing Director of Southern Healthcare, and his wife and business partner Margot expressed their gratitude to the team, commending their passion and dedication. He said, "Our incredible team members excel in providing outstanding care for our residents as well as supporting each other. Southern Healthcare has built a strong reputation for the incredible work our teams do, and we value them deeply."